SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Over the past few weeks, you may have seen images on social media claiming to show former US President Donald Trump dramatically arrested by police. They look like real photographs, but of course they are completely fake. These images were created using a program powered by a form of generative artificial intelligence. Give it a few words and it can produce images that are almost indistinguishable from artworks and photographs. As Professor Lisa Given from RMIT University explains, the program has scanned millions of images and items of text as part of a process of machine learning.
So what these tools do is that they have been trained on different data sets. So they kind of start to mimic or mirror what a human might say. They don't actually, despite the name intelligence, they're not actually really intelligent beings, but they're very good at working their way through large sets of data and then kind of spitting out a response.
In the past 12 months, the use of generative AI has surged, with major tech giants like Microsoft and Google spending hundreds of millions of dollars to try and implement it in apps people use every day, like search engines and email. But that arms race has raised alarm. A group of 1,000 AI experts, including Elon Musk and Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, have now signed an open letter demanding an immediate pause on AI development for 6 months. They say it should resume only once they are confident their effects will be positive and the risks manageable. Professor Toby Walsh is the chief scientist at the University of New South Wales AI Institute.
But I think what's a bit troubling, what warrants them at the moment, is that in the competitive pressure to take advantage of these technologies, we're seeing the companies behave with a little less responsibility than they did in the past, that they're rushing to put these tools in the hands of the public, knowing full well that there are going to be risks and there are going to be problems.
Forms of this technology are able to deepfake a face onto someone's body and to recreate human voices. Apps like ChatGPT are now able to replicate human speech patterns. Those advances, experts warn, could make scams more convincing. Dr. Brendan Walker-Munro is an academic at the University of Queensland.
Some of the things that I've talked about have been using something like ChatGPT, which is a very conversational large language model, something that can sound like you're having a conversation with a person, and then using that to actually draft scam texts or scam emails, because, you know, we're reasonably good at picking up ones that are kind of written by people because you look for spelling mistakes and you look for things that just don't quite seem right. AI or the kind of AI tools have the potential to actually eliminate those things and make it seem more authentic.
There are already examples of deepfakes imitating political leaders.
Now, folks, before I jet off to California, I wanted to address a couple of things regarding the Silicon Valley Bank failure.
Like this deepfake of US President Joe Biden, which sounds almost lifelike and was created to spread disinformation. Professor Given expects that within a matter of years, AI-generated content could be indistinguishable from real images.
What these new systems allow to happen is that the imagery will be much more seamless. It will really look or be difficult to tell from a live video feed, but also things like voice print technologies, the ways we can now replicate people's voices, all of those have a great deal of potential for manipulation of the general public.
But while there are valid concerns about where AI could lead, deepfakes aren't perfect yet. Dr. Given says that by maintaining a skeptical eye, it's still possible to distinguish the real from the fake.
For the average person, it's really about asking a lot of questions, trying to verify things with additional sources, and then seeking external advice if you need it to really be sure.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.
SBS. SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.